With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. America's cable TV news channel experiencing different fortunes after Donald Trump's victory in the election.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, cable news outlets are now more trusted than the big three broadcast networks, and a majority of voters say media bias is getting out of control.
Trust in political and civil institutions is highest for local and state governments and lowest for media and Congress, according to recent polling. Scott Rasmussen, founder of the Rasmussen Reports, tells the Salem Radio Network that Americans have no confidence in the White House press corps.
The entire institution of the White House press corps needs to be just shredded and start over again.
Rasmussen says President-elect Donald Trump should dismiss the current press corps and invite more trusted reporters to the White House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Korean officials investigating the deadliest crash in the country's history of an airliner. It happened earlier this morning. All but two of the 181 people aboard the Jeju Air Passenger 737 died when the plane came down on the Muan Airport, lost its landing gear, skidded across the runway, and smashed into a concrete barrier, exploding. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her agency will have to start taking extraordinary measures by January 14th unless Congress agrees to raise the debt ceiling. It is something that the department has done before. This is SRN News. The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says the 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports the final price exceeded the presale estimate of $1 to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding between bidders from around the world. The tablet may go back as far as 300 A.D. It was unearthed in southern Israel in 1913. A report on campus anti-Semitism by the House of Representatives recommends cutting government funding to universities that boycott Israel. The report details the findings of several congressional committees and paints a dire picture of anti-Semitism in the U.S. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel last fall, pro-Palestinian protesters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students at schools all across the country. This is SRN News. NATO is getting involved in that undersea intrigue in the Baltics.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the military alliance will step up patrols in the Baltic Sea area as Finnish investigators work to establish whether a ship linked to Russia sabotaged undersea cables there this week. Finnish authorities seized control of the ship, the Eagle S, on Thursday. They're trying to establish whether it damaged a power cable linking Finland and Estonia and several data cables. It was the latest in a string of incidents involving the disruption of key infrastructure in the region. In a post on X, Rutte said that he had spoken to Finland's president and that NATO will enhance its military presence in the Baltic Sea. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 29th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor John Vaught, who's 86 years old, actor Ted Danson, 77. This is SRN News.